name is Mike Seidel. I'm from Glens Falls. I was very disappointed in Stephen Gottlieb's remarks regarding Iraq and ISIS. He shows the shallowness of those who do not think with their heads, but instead use their emotions and then pretend they're being rational. He uses analogies that are inappropriate. For instance, he completely overlooks the need to remain in Afghanistan and Iraq militarily, which our president has abandoned and allowed the creation of ISIS. If we had abandoned Germany and Japan after the war, God knows what monstrous movements would have arisen. If we had had Obama at the end of the Second World War, the world would be in flames.
Mary Beth Donnelly, Albany, thank you so much for that commentary by Professor Gottlieb. I haven't heard such a nice, rational explanation and understanding of what is going on now and how we should react to it. I've had enough of chest beating and stomping and blustering and all warmongering. I am so grateful that Obama is as rational and calm and clear-headed as he is, and I'm glad Professor Gottlieb made an issue of it in his commentary.
Adam Knell from Catskill, New York. Always love your discussion, the discussion about gun violence. I think we need to spend less time talking about guns and more time talking about all of the problems that we have in our society, whether it's race relations. What are the motivations behind these people? Domestic violence, gang violence. These are the problems that we should really be talking about, not the gun.
Kerry Klein, Plainfield, Massachusetts. Here we go again. I just don't understand why federal government can't prohibit ownership of assault-type weapons. You know, they did so during the period of Prohibition when Al Capone and his cronies used machine guns.
This is Tom from Orange County. I noticed that in much of your broadcasting news on the migration problem in Europe, you seem to be quite sympathetic to the plight of the immigrants without regard to ample consideration for the terrorists that are part of this movement. And I think that you should, have some representative talk from people from Europe who would attest to the ongoing and increasing Islamification of Europe due to this migration. I'd like to see a more balanced approach to what the dangers that these immigrants actually, bring to Europe.
I just wanted to say thank you for having Rich Honan on again this morning. It finally is a balanced panel with different points of view. And also, why are they not discussing the Cairo bombing?
Mrs. Lee, I'm in Scarletville. I'm a member. I look forward every morning to listening to the roundtable. To have someone who is theoretically right-wing on doesn't bother me, but not if that person is going to simply attack the president and not be rational. Let's have a good, calm discussion. If I wanted the right-wing speech, oh my God, there are tons of stations.